This is KCUR. We've been hearing stories this week about schools, about policy, testing, and school choice. Today, we're going to hear about something less measurable, less tangible. As this school year begins, KCUR's Laura Ziegler explores what that back-to-school feeling is about.
This time of year, the last gasp of summer, nature hinting it's about to switch seasons. If I'm paying attention, there's a feeling of a new beginning, maybe another opportunity to get it right. That feeling's tied to memories of the two decades I spent starting school this time of year. The distinctive school bell, the smell of new books that cracked when you press them open, the feel of my deadly sharpened yellow number 2 pencils and pink eraser with straight sloped edges. Standing by my desk, looking at the American flag hanging from the chalkboard and reciting the Pledge of Allegiance. Being riddled with self-doubt.
My name's Alicia Dismain, and I feel kind of nervous. I was in elementary last year, so it's a big change for me.
I poked around to see how some students today feel about going back to school. Not surprisingly, I found as many reactions as there are students, but some of the themes, they're universal.
This is my first year, and I'm going to meet a lot of new people.
I'm kind of terrified.
I'm kind of nervous.
I usually kind of feel nervous and thinking if my friends are going to remember me or think or act towards me differently.
Good evening, parents.
The first passage to the new school year, back to school night. The principal of Coronado Middle School in Kansas City, Kansas, is Jewel Ragsdale. Last week, he led a combination pep talk discipline drill in which he laid out the goals and the dress code. No sagging, no bare midriffs. Remember when your principal would introduce your new teachers? They'd stand and they'd wave. You'd be wondering how much homework is behind that jovial smile. Meeting the teacher, knowing where to go the first day, always important and reassuring.
So you know what? You have nothing to be nervous at all because you'll be just fine. If you need anything at all, you make sure you come find me, okay? And I'll be happy to help you.
They're so nice. Very nice to you wonder, what's their personal life like? What do they do when they go home?
I have you, and you are in my third hour.
It's a time of hopes and aspirations and dreams. Here's Hannah Perea, Kuhn Bai, Isaiah Bennett, and Robert McLemore.
I'm ready for school because I like going to school to learn my new stuff and get ready for college.
What do you want to do?
I want to be a scientist, try to be a biologist.
Somehow, some of my friends don't very much like school, but me, I'm very different from my friends.
I will get good A's, good grades, and impress my mom.
I love school. I just like playing basketball. That's my hobby, and I'm trying to keep it up. And I want to have some backup plans, like gymnastics and football.
Since I was thinking about my own back-to-school experiences, I wondered if other people had similar reminiscences.
My name's Jane Jackson, and I started kindergarten in a suburb of Kansas City in 1953. And I just have so many sensory memories of that. I remember we got cigar boxes then for keep our supplies in, and I remember the smell of those boxes and the kind of exotic pictures that were on the
Here's Randy Krakauer Kelly.
I love to go to stores with office supplies. They still make my heart pound. I love fall leaves. I still pick up the best of them.
And Marilyn Stevenson.
One of the things that I always look forward to, and this was a little later when I was in grade school, was music. And my first music teacher had us listen to my first classical piece. I just couldn't wait to get it back into music every year, for one thing.
So as you see young people in the next couple of weeks biking with a backpack or boarding a school bus, stop for a minute. Unearth some of your own memories and recollections of this time of year of going back to school, and think about if and how they shaped who you are today. Laura Ziegler, KCUR News.